This podcast is brought to you by American Civil War and UK History. This is for the Passion of History podcast. This presentation is available as a video on our YouTube channel or as a podcast from wherever you get your podcasts from. And for blog posts, updates and links to all of our content, including all of our social media pages, please head over to our website. A link can be found in the podcast description. Hello, I'm your host, Daz. And on this episode of For the Passion of History podcast, I'm joined by historian and founder of History with Jackson, Jackson Van Uden. Hello, everyone, and welcome. And welcome to Jackson. Welcome, Jackson.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Could you please start with telling us how you first became interested in history, please?
Yeah, of course. So it's a kind of a long story, but I'll try and make it as short and concise as possible. So
here in the UK,
yes. So here in the UK, we have a book series called Horrible Histories. And from what I can remember when I was younger, at least it's one of the earliest memories I have in terms of history, my parents used to refuse to let me get toys in gift shops or any historical place we went to. And I think I remember going to the Tower of London and I got a Horrible Histories England book. So they used to do Wales, Scotland and England. I had the England one. And that's my earliest memory of wanting to get involved in history, learning about history. I think I was about five. And then my best friend, who now works with History of Jackson, me and her used to have competitions in the classroom, break time and lunch, seeing who can list as many kings and queens as possible. So I'd always had that interest in history. And then when I reached the age of doing my A-levels, when I was 16, 17, I'd kind of fallen out of love with history. I'd done the medicine through time module for our GCSEs, which, you know, no offense to anyone who does that module, I think it is the most boring history module that I have ever done. It was so dull, loads of dates, loads of names, which I don't do very well with. I don't do very well with dates at all. I to this day, I still forget people's birthdays, and I'm a fully fledged adult, apparently. Going from there, I didn't do history. I fell out of love of history. And I broke my collarbone playing rugby. And I chose to redo year 12 because I was zonked out on codeine for a year. And I chose to do history 2 weeks. After 2 weeks of doing business lessons and falling asleep in a business class, I thought, this is not for me. And I swapped to doing history. And then I was doing Russian Revolution, Wars of the Roses, the American Reconstruction period. And I just fell back in love with history. And from there, I went off and did a history degree. I've written history books. Like, it's, yeah, from being in love with history, so utterly enthralled by it, to falling out of love of it, and now actually being a historian, it's been kind of a long, winding journey.
Awesome. Great story. Yeah, everyone's got a great story behind why they love history. But what is your favourite period of history?
So I think I have two different periods, really, for different reasons. So I am a political historian, but like a political theory historian. I'm in a weird mix on that one, one of the weird ones. So the 1930s to 1950s, from a political theory standpoint, because I love totalitarianism, is a really interesting period for me to look at the theory that I'm interested in, but look at it being applied through two historical regimes, Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, and to an extent later on, Maoist China. So that is the first period that I'm interested in, just from a political theory standpoint. The second period is the Wars of the Roses. So the 1450s to 1480s is my second love. And learning about the political relationships in that point, why they were fighting, learning about the different battles, I can't get enough of that period. So they're my two favourite periods.
Okay, so where do you actually reside as in live? Have you got plenty of that sort of stuff in your area? Or?
So I live in the East Midlands, in Peterborough. So there's not that much history. I do live in an older house, so I have got a thatched roof. I will never do that again. But yeah, I'm not surrounded by too much history, but I've grown up in the shadow of Peterborough Cathedral, as some people might have seen on my social media. So I often go to other cathedrals and, you know, meh, like it's all right, but it's not quite Peterborough. And that is the only time I say that.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay, so you started history with Jackson. So what was the idea behind that, and just tell us the history behind that in a way, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So I went to Chichester and I did my BA history degree in Chichester, which is a lovely small town in the south of England. There's Roman history there. There's the Solent's only half an hour away. Like there's it's covered by history. And at the second year, and there was COVID going on as well, I was in kind of this two minds. What do I want to do next? I want to stay involved in academia. I'm not sure about doing a master's. I don't really want to teach. And I was having all these different ideas. So my parents bought me a camera, a recording camera for Christmas, and they just said, go and do it. So I filmed the first video, incredibly nervous. We're about 3, 4 years old now. So I did the first video, and that's where it started from, just wanting to go off and talk about what I love without boring my family members, but also being able to stay in touch with a world that I enjoy being part of. And then from it being learning history with me, from me, it develops to learning history alongside me, learning history with me. So I started the podcast in April of my 3rd year at uni, and I was speaking to historical experts about their specialisms and their books. And then it grew from there, really, and from just, me learning about history or teaching history through that to me creating a history platform for historians to present their history and share their history with a wider audience.
Excellent. Yeah. And you're involved in quite a few history festivals because obviously I've seen some of those. The most recent one was Catherine of Aragon, wasn't it? But you're involved in other history festivals. So just tell us a little bit about those and what your plans are for the next year or so.
Yeah, so a lot of these history festivals, they love having historical content creators there to cover the festivals, to interview their historians, to help get the message of these festivals across. And one such event that as I've said, I've grown up in the shadow of Peterborough Cathedral, and I've always wanted to give back to my hometown, and to share the history that we have here. So I worked with Peterborough Museum, Peterborough Cathedral, to be the first ever podcast partner of the Catherine of Aragon Festival. So I interviewed the historians who were speaking at that festival. I spoke to the living historians who were there, spoke to dignitaries who were there, and we gave a full comprehensive podcast coverage. So just through interviews with people, talking to them about why they liked Catherine of Aragon, why Catherine of Aragon is important. Sorry, Catherine of Aragon, I've said her name an awful lot this year, is an important figure in history. And then we do the same for Gloucester. So we head off to Gloucester History Festival and we speak to their speakers and help promote that festival in a different way and to different audiences. And then later this year as well, we will be at Chalk History Festival, which is the historical highlight of my year, because it is just an amazing festival. There's so many speakers, there's so many different topics. And you can't possibly get around it all in one day. It's just a lovely place to be and learn about history, but also share history with people who might not be able to get there.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it from a reenactor's point of view. I've not been to a history festival myself, and I'm kicking myself really. I should really sort of make the effort to go to one of these, I think. But because I'm always reenacting, I don't really get the time, but yeah, that sounds excellent. But I understand you're also currently writing a book. So would you like to tell us a little bit about how far you are into that and what it's about?
Well, I should be further than I am already, but I'm about a fifth, about a quarter of the way through
Well,
it.
you're a
So it's,
busy guy, so we'll let you off.
yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah, well, tell that to my editor. So it's called Hitler versus Stalin, a comparative study in political terror. So as you can tell that I have quite a morbid fascination with history. I love learning about dictators and their actions, and this book is very much about looking at the political terror of Stalin and Hitler. What atrocities did they commit? Why did they commit these atrocities? And importantly, who was committing them and who were the victims? I think I know that's it's an important area of study, but also to look at Stalin. Of course, I'm going to say it's an important area of study. I'm writing the bloody book, but Hitler and Stalin. It's they're often compared without much nuance, which is what I'm wanting to do. Kind of put the nuance in the conversation and say, look, this is how they did it, but this is how they're different. This is how their political terror differ is different in its execution and different in its methods. But also within the book, I talk about the history of political terror. Where does political terror come from, and how does it evolve until we hit that point in the French Revolution, which everything changes in the world based on the French Revolution. So it's a work in progress, but it should be with my editor by January 2025.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, they're two people that I find fascinating myself, you know. Yeah, great. So anything that you would like to talk about that I might have forgotten to ask you about? And what's the plans also for the next year or so for history with Jackson?
I think the plan with History of Jackson is to carry on as we're going. You know, we've had a lot of growth in the past month and a half, and to try and turn this into a job as we're all doing, as you're trying to do as well. Because you know, I love being involved in history. I love talking about history. I love talking to other historical content creators and historians such as yourself, and sharing history with people. I think history is one of the most important things for us to talk about as a human race. And often when you're in school and you're doing history, you don't enjoy it because it's very formulaic. And I am a history teacher as well, but it's very formulaic and you have to do it for assessments. So when you leave school, I think that's the time to hit people and time to say, look, there's more to this than the history of medicine, or there's more to this than Weimar Germany. So I think the plan is to keep going, try and turn this into a full-time job, but also try and inspire more people and get more people interested in history and learning about history.
Yeah, I agree, and I think there are a lot more younger people interested in history than they're given credit for. Personally, I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, so ever since I've, you know, been working in schools, and inevitably kids find me on TikTok, more kids that I've known who didn't enjoy history have actually been coming to me and go, I didn't know that about that era of history. And the other day, I'm sure you saw it, the I shared a video about how they worked helped people with STDs in the Tudor and medieval period. And there was this massive shringe on this in this TikTok video, and I got a lot of questions at work about that. And at the moment, I'm teaching English, so I had to be like, well, this isn't relevant to what we're doing right now. We're talking about Frankenstein. So that's but it's good to see young people getting involved and wanting to be interested in history.
Yeah, so you said you teach in English, but is history what you would prefer to teach, or would you just like to keep it like this as you are, you know, with the blog and the podcast and things like that?
Well, I'm a cover teacher at the moment, so I am a cover teacher to try and give me the space to succeed in History of Jackson. You know, and succeed as a historian as well. I'm young enough to give it a run, so I might as well give it a go. Otherwise, you know, what am I playing at? So I'm also a sport. I've played sports all my life, so that competitive element that I've had from sports and playing rugby, kind of seeps through into everything I do. I love to win. And I love to try and be the best. So if I don't give myself a run at trying to be the best, then I would probably not be very happy with myself.
Yeah, I get you. And so as far as History with Jackson is concerned, if people want to get involved with what you're doing as far as writing blog posts or even coming on your podcast, how would they reach you and how would they do that?
So if you head to www.historyofjackson.co.uk, there is a Write For Us tab at the top of it. I think it's /write-for-us, but it's probably easier just to go to the website and look at Write For Us. There is a contact form which you can put your blog post proposal in. You can talk to me about the post, and what you want to write. Me and my editorial team will then overlook that and will accept or ask you to make some amendments to your post. In terms of the podcast, we have got a little contact form at the bottom of the podcast page on the website. We are currently fully booked up until July, so if you have got a proposal, we're very happy to look at it, offer alternative coverage that we can do until that point in July. It's been a very hectic beginning of the year because we've got a load of bookings from publishers recently, which has been absolutely awesome. But we're always happy to see what we can do with authors and publishers to see how we can fit people in, if there's any last minute cancellations, and also other ways in which we can help you promote your work.
Yeah, excellent. And the link will be in the description, everyone. Well, Jackson, it was great having a chat with you and finding out about history with Jackson. So all that is left to say is thank you very much.
Oh, no worries at all. Thank you very much for inviting me on. I'm absolutely honored to come on the podcast, and I really enjoy your work. So thank you.
Thanks for tuning in for this latest episode of For the Passion of History podcast, which was brought to you by American Civil War and UK History. And a big thank you to Jackson. You will find a website link for History with Jackson in the show's description. You can also find History with Jackson on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok.
And for blog posts, updates, and links to all of American Civil War and UK history's content, including all of our social media pages, please head over to our website. The link can be found in the podcast description. Cheers.